This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
A sibling can be the best gift you ever give your child. A friend for life. Someone who'll be there for them long after you've gone. Well, that's what you hope for as a parent anyway. But I'm sure we all know people who are quite indifferent or maybe even antagonistic towards their siblings. So what can we do as parents to encourage a close sibling bond? Colette Smart's an adolescent psychologist. She's got some suggestions. Hi, Colette.
Hi, Katrina.
Is this something you've thought about a bit?
Yes, it is. Yep, I've got three kids, so it's definitely something on my radar every day.
Yeah, me too. I know with my kids, I've always hoped they'll be playmates for each other, but often they seem to spend almost as much time fighting with each other as they do actually playing together. Should we be concerned about sibling fighting?
Look, I think conflict is absolutely normal in any healthy relationship. So it means children are learning to assert their own opinions, they're learning to share or to cooperate. And some of the best conflict management, I think, if we look at it this way, our children are learning these things and learning how to get along with different people and different personalities while they're growing up. So you're actually, if you think about it, you're helping your children learn lifelong skills. But I also think as parents, we often tend to focus on the times that our children fight or argue because that gets our attention the quickest. So really, it's important to remember that most siblings, the fun times usually more than balance out the negative. So it's kind of looking at the net positive, and that's what predicts healthy relationships later in life. But I have to also say, don't stress too much if as your children are getting older, they're not BFFs. Or best friends, they're siblings, and that's also a unique and special relationship that needs to be celebrated. So it is different, and it's okay to have a different relationship with a sibling.
Yeah, okay. Are there things that parents can do, though, to help their siblings, like, interact positively more or play together more and fight less?
Yes, I think my main piece of advice here first is that you need to help your children work on their relationships. But it doesn't go smoothly forever. Sometimes there'll be weeks or months. It's great. It's not always perfect because our children are programmable robots. So we need to remember we'll probably have to adjust things depending on their age and stage. Some of the research on relationships says you need 5 to 7 positive interactions to counterbalance 1 negative. But that makes you want to go, oh, my goodness, if your children have just bickered 3 times this morning. But don't despair. It's not huge stuff. So positive interactions are simple things like smiling at your sister or putting away your brother's cereal bowl, saying thank you, being involved in joint family projects. When our children are getting on really well, don't interrupt their play. There's even times when I've noticed my children really involved in a deep conversation later at night, and I've even let their bedtime slip a little bit just to nurture that positive interaction.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion. What about if there's a fierce sibling rivalry? Are there ways to encourage, you know, less competitive behaviour, more cooperation?
So some of the biggest conflicts I see are usually, not always, but usually when there's 2 children of the same gender. So it often happens when one feels they can't measure up to their other siblings' abilities or achievements, and that can result in jealousies and rivalry. So the solution to this is often, if that's happening between your 2, getting them involved in different, completely different sports or activities so they can actually each develop their own interests. And then they can celebrate and support each other for what they're good at. Another example is sometimes when rivalries happen because of a demand for parents' attention. It's important to remember that's often the child's perception, so it might not be accurate, but it's what they believe. They need your attention or they're not getting your attention. So it's really planning special times with each child and verbalizing to them or making them notice or take account of the fact that they are spending time with you on their own compared to a brother or sister.
Okay. And so what are some ways that we can encourage siblings, not just to sort of get along better and to not fight, but to actively care for each other and to take a bit of responsibility in caring for each other?
I think that's so important. Caring and empathy is the foundation for any better relationship. So really encouraging children to understand that sometimes their siblings have completely different personalities to them, and parents need to point this out because children don't naturally know this. So One child might prefer their own space, while another is much more social and outgoing. So it's explaining and normalizing each other's traits and even celebrating them. So my daughter, for example, likes quiet in the morning. So it's about her getting a cup of tea, closing her door and being quiet, and the other, my boys, go off and wrestle or chat with dad and jabber away at the breakfast table, telling them about each other's personalities, and that's okay. They're not loved by their sibling because they're different. Other ideas are things like encouraging them to say well done when their sibling has had an achievement, or even writing them a note or giving them a hug when they need comfort, greeting each other every morning or saying good night, taking your sibling their favorite treat when they're sick. So it's actually, as parents, it's about teaching your children to say I love you through actions, and it's also modeling this behavior yourself to your children so that they know what caring and empathy looks like.
Yeah, it sounds like it's important to have a mix of, you know, you modeling the caring, but also sometimes stepping back and allowing the sibling to do it. So if the little one falls over, you know, maybe wait a moment and just see if the sibling takes the opportunity to pick them up and cuddle them first, that kind of thing.
And they do, and then recognize that when the child has done it. Say, wow, I really noticed how you showed love or you showed care for your brother or sister. So we need to notice the times they care, not just notice the times they fight.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Thank you, Colette.
Thanks for having me.
That's Colette Smart. You can find her on Facebook or at colettesmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.